Episode 52 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. Welcome back. We're continuing our quest on this Bad Leaders Aren't series. And we're up to number 7 in the Bad Leaders Aren't series. And this time we're going to talk about the bad leader who hoards information. They're out there, folks. You know, people like to know what's going on. They want to be in the know. They want to seek and acquire knowledge. And they do this to be prepared for the unexpected and the expected. They want to know. Everybody just wants to get a leg up. And there's people out there that's what they want. Everybody wants it. I want that too. I want to know what's going on. I want to be ahead of the curve. I want to be in the know. You do too. I know it. It's just human nature. We want to know. Because if we don't know, we're missing out on something. And when we're missing out on something, we feel that something, well, just isn't right. Now, there are some leaders that believe, well, no, not just leaders, but everybody. Everybody believes information is knowledge. Knowledge is power, and power is everything. Okay, well, for the most part, everybody does. But there are some that, because they know this, they will withhold sharing information. Now, either they'll do it intentionally or unintentionally, meaning they don't know that they're doing it, or by default, they have to withhold information. And I'll talk about that in just a second. Now, in this episode, we're going to be concerned with those individuals that withhold information intentionally. Like I said, I'll talk about the unintentionals, but you know, there's those that are going to just that want to do it. And why do they do it? Because they want to be the only ones that hold information. And you ask them why? Well, maybe they want to be the, you know what? Maybe they don't even know why. You know, they might not know themselves as to why, you know, and then again, there's some that just, well, they got to come to me. People got to come to me. Does it make them feel important? Probably. It beats me. I don't know. I've from my earliest days in the military to today, I dislike when people, and I do hate it, hoard information just for the sake of hoarding information. Just to make themselves feel important, or so that people can keep coming back to them. So, you know, is it because it makes them feel important, or is it a sick sense of job security? Meaning if I hold all the information, no one else can do their job, and that's not a good thing, you know? And whatever the excuse is, it's not an excuse for a leader or a manager to withhold information from his or her staff. It's not. It really isn't. Now, of course, there are times that information has to be compartmentalized or cautiously distributed or released. Now, the compartmentalized information typically is information, well, and even cautiously distributed or released, is information that is of a sensitive nature. Now, this could be personnel issues, company or organizational operations that are coming down, but again, they cannot be released. Or there might be some other reason that information cannot be completely, fully, 100% released. And that's understandable. Now, the withholding of the information at this point can either be requested by somebody higher up, or it's expected. In the case of personnel matters, you know, something happened to a frontline individual, they're no longer there. All that you as a leader, as a manager can say is, that individual is no longer here, and that's the end of that. And you need to let them know. And I'm talking about them being the people that are going to have to pick up the slack, the people that are on the front lines with that individual that is no longer there. Now, you do not go into details because, again, it's expected that you do not divulge what you know 100%. All that you can divulge is that, hey, this individual won't be here. And what does this do? Well, it protects the individual who's no longer there, first and foremost. It protects the coworkers, and it protects you because, again, you're not releasing any unnecessary information, and it protects the organization from any future litigation should such information get released. Now, if it gets released, it's because somebody else did it and not you. Remember that. But by the same token, not sharing any information or just trickling down, well, what does it do? Well, it creates a disconnect between management and the frontline staff. And when that disconnect happens, it's hard to reconnect. And we're still, it could be a disconnect between the executive personnel and management, including everyone at the lower levels of the organizational chart, meaning management doesn't know the whole story and the frontline staff don't know the full story, but the leadership, the organization's leadership or people in key administrative and operational positions do know but are not sharing, then the disconnect begins and it happens. Well, what is it also, what does it also create? It also creates a job that cannot be fully completed, an objectives that cannot be fully achieved, and obviously a mission that cannot be accomplished. Because again, if they are just working, they being your staff, being the people you supervise, being the people you lead, the people that come to you, are only given some of the information, trickle down information. Here, just fill out this form. Don't do anything else with it. Don't create anything else. Here, I just need you to create this. Here, I just need you to copy this. And that's it. Well, you know what? Things can't happen. Because again, the entire picture is not there. And so the job cannot be completed. It's just that simple. Now, as a leader, as a future leader, as an up-and-coming leader, as somebody within the organization, what can you do to not become this type of leader, not become somebody who hoards information, not somebody who just gives eyedropperfuls of information at a time, and not someone who thrives on hoarding that information and wants to be important because they hold that information? Or, you know, I didn't even touch on this, but the worst ones of these types of individuals, these bad leaders, are the ones that know what's going on. They know the information. They have all full knowledge. Don't share it with the individuals and then hold people accountable for not being able to complete the job, not being able to meet the objectives or accomplish the mission because they themselves refused to share what it was that needed to be shared, the information. Yet they're gonna hold people accountable. And in my time, I've run into several of them. One individual stands out the most. I'm not going to get into names. I would love to. I'd love to tell you the whole situation. It was when I was working for the state of Texas, and this individual just thrived on seeing misery in other people. This individual thrived on holding back information in order to, well, make himself important or make himself feel like he was important. He didn't last there very long. When it all came to a head and it came out that he just was an ineffective leader, manager, at the top of the list was hoarding information, not sharing, not explaining, not properly informing his staff of what was going on, and holding them accountable to that. Though unfortunately he did hold people accountable to actions and activities and objectives that were not met because, again, he refused to share the information. So what do you do as an up-and-coming leader to not become this type of bad leader? Well, the first thing you do is out of your head, get it out of your head right now. Do not hoard information, because guess what? That leader was replaced. You hoard information, you hold on to it, and you don't share it, guess what? You can be replaced too, unless you own the company. But then why would you put yourself in that situation as an owner? Nope, do not hoard information. Do instead share what you can with everyone that you can, when you can, how you can, share that information. Now, if possible, share all the information. Now, like I said earlier, there's going to be situations where you can't. You cannot share everything. You can share some things, but not everything, not all details. And if you cannot share all that information, then please, please explain why you cannot give them 100% of the information. You know, it's a personnel matter. It's a business secret. Or you yourself have not been told the whole story. And it happens. It happens all the time. In the military, this happens. And it's a great example of this. You're given your mission, your unit's mission, your platoon's mission, your squad's mission, and you know what that is, but you might not know the whole picture. Yes, you know you have to take an objective. You know you have to seize this ground. You know you have to advance to this point in a battle. But you don't know exactly how the other units are going to accomplish it. You do know how your unit's going to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. So what I'm getting at is explain to your people why you can't tell them everything. Now, above all, you're communicating with them. No matter what, whether you give them 100% of the information or 5% of the information or no information because you know nothing, no matter what, keep the channels of communication open at all times. This is essential. When it comes to minimizing or eliminating any form of disconnect between you as the leader and those above and below you on the organizational chart. Now, it's essential. You've got to do it. Because if they know that you're going to give them the information that they need when they need it, and when you show up with no information, well, at least you know what? You're still showing up. They're still asking you questions. You're still able to answer something, even if it's, you know what, at this time, I don't know the answer. And that's okay. Now, keeping those channels of communication open is non-negotiable. It's non-negotiable. That's it. That's the bottom line. Do everything you can to keep the channels open. I talked about that leader, the one that was when he was let go, when it was time for him to go. The main thing was about hoarding information. You know, there's going to be people that are going to impose. They're going to impose their will on people because of where they are in the organizational chart. They're going to say, you know what, don't tell anybody this. Do tell them this and make sure they're doing that. But I can't tell you why, or I'm not going to say why. That's bullshit. Sorry, folks. There it goes. NSFW. But it is. It's shenanigans. It is 100% shenanigans. And there will be people like that no matter where you go in any organization. Sure, there'll be some that'll be hard pressed. They might not be there when you get there, but they'll eventually show up, or they've just recently left. And lucky to those of you that show up at an organization and somebody like that just recently left. But what I'm getting at is you have got to keep the channel open between you and your staff. The people you follow, the people that follow you, the people that look up to you, that you're mentoring, that you're leading, and the people that are your mentors, the people that are your leaders, the people that you have to go to and report to, do everything, fight tooth and nail if you have to. But keep those channels of communications open, and that's the only way you're going to avoid becoming a bad manager, a bad leader, one that hoards information. Otherwise, you know what? Good luck. You won't be around much longer because somebody else is going to share information and it's going to make you look bad, especially if you're the one that's hoarding information. It's a little rough there, folks, but I thank you for listening to episode 52 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Guerra. Please follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, at DaveGuerra, and drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. That's my email address. I'd love to hear from you. Visit my website, daveguerra.com. Let me know what you think. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/the David Guerra, DaveGuerra, all one word, the David Guerra, all one word. Follow me there. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. Until next time, have a good one. Keep your eye on the prize. And above all, remember, bad leaders are not leaders at all. Heck, they are barely even bad managers. So until next time, take care.